Stella Mahosky looks like your typical golden retriever. At age 13, her muzzle is gray and her hips sway a little when she walks. She has a trove of stuffed toys and she likes getting chunks of Tillamook cheese as a treat. If you look close, you'll see a long scar across her belly and left leg. That's one of the only clues Stella gives about her 65 days lost in the wilderness this summer. On July 7 of this year, Stella was lounging on her back deck with her family, Sarah and Jerome Mahosky, and kids Kai and Quinn, when a sudden burst of fireworks sent Stella bolting into the woods. The family searched until dark, but they were certain Stella would be on the porch in the morning. The next day, though, they started to get worried, especially when a neighbor shared some ominous news.
And they said, "Did you hear that there was a bear, that bear attacked a dog last night? We had the windows open in the back of the house, and my wife heard this altercation that sent chills up her spine. And basically, I don't think your dog could be alive."
Still, the Mahoskys didn't give up hope. After Stella disappeared, Sarah and Jerome's friends started hiking the trails around where she went missing. Community members reported possible sightings, and the Mahoskys investigated every report. After 2 months of searching, Sarah remembers telling a friend,
"I feel like there's a 1% chance that she's out there, and so I cannot let go."
In early September, they got one final call from Tim Eddy, a friend of Jerome's who was working at the quarry that day.
And said, "Do you have a golden retriever?" And he said, "Well, we did have a golden retriever." And he says, "Well, I think this is your golden retriever."
Jerome called a friend to watch the kids, revved up the four-wheeler, and drove over. At first, he didn't see anything except an expanse of rock.
She was on this cliffside, and it was basically this ash and rock that was the same exact color as her. She totally blended in. The fact that Tim saw her, I just kept saying to him, how did you see her?
Stella likely hadn't been at the rock pit long. There wasn't much in terms of food and water, but the Mahoskys say the sounds and smells of the quarry may have felt like home to Stella.
She knows those sounds, and those sounds are safe to her, and they sound like, you know, sounds she's been around her entire life since she was 4 years old, right?
Stella was down to 30 pounds, about half of her normal body weight. She had a wide gash across her left side.
So we think she probably hunkered down for quite a while, just probably wasn't able to move a lot and knew that it needed to heal. And she must have, she obviously found a safe space, because the fact that she was bleeding and wasn't found by that bear or another bear again is quite the miracle.
Miracle is not an exaggeration. The hazards for pets lost in Alaska under these circumstances are myriad, but Stella has a knack for surviving against the odds. In 2015, not long after the Mahoskys adopted her, Stella rode to work with Jerome on a rainy August morning.
Heavy rains triggered what now appear to be at least 6 landslides in Sitka Tuesday morning, prompting the city to declare a state of emergency.
The series of landslides that day killed 3 people and rocked the Sitka community. Jerome narrowly escaped the landslide, but the truck, with Stella inside, was crushed. He assumed the worst. Then, just a few minutes before rescuers suspended their search due to unstable conditions,
rescuers did manage to pull a dog alive from the debris.
Stella surviving a landslide in 2015 could be attributed to luck. Her recovery from the wild in 2023 was luck and something more. Sarah says Stella likely survived by foraging.
She has always picked her own berries when we are out hiking. She loves dandelion roots.
Stella was on a strict diet for the first 10 days. Now she's eating well and is up to 41 pounds.
Fried eggs with breakfast and whatever she wants.
Stella hasn't revealed much about what happened during her time away, but Sarah says she hasn't changed much. The only difference, she's a little hungrier than before.
Do you want a piece of cheese? Do you want another piece?
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Meredith Reddick.